Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Hey, you know it. It's time. Hey, I'll be happy at this part of the semester because it's over. I'm finna get a new group of people. Is my door open? You need to close it? Turn on the air conditioner. Everything is working out pretty good for me. Sidewalk University, of course, is my main focus. And everything I do is about making a more quality you. You gotta be real with yourself. You just do. No faking it. And I say shit like this to myself. Otherwise, I always try to keep, not always, but most of the time try to keep myself upbeat in my own way. Now, especially after I do something nice for a woman. Now, you know, I be thinking to myself, shit, after I done did something nice, I be saying shit like, this is trying to strike a lot of pussy dripping, you know, with a gang of happiness and appreciation for that way I prepared that to say I made a meal for. Yeah, that meal is tough. I be thinking that shit. I'm a very selfish and conceited motherfucker. You know, sure, I try to be nice. Sure, I really want to be a good guy. But even being nice and being a good guy is really done because of I'm just a selfish and conceited bastard. Now, this doesn't have to do with anything that the woman is thinking. I'm serious. She could be thinking about anything. She could be thinking about what I think she's thinking about. But what me thinking these kind of things do for me, it just has everything to do with how I proceed. Now, you want to know why I do these things? Because I know you got to capitalize on every little thing that transpires in your life. If you don't, you won't. You're not gonna get to go forward if you don't capitalize on what happens, no matter what it is. And you know, like whatever I do, it's like a little adventure. And this adventure, I'm building little blocks for my confidence foundation to rest on. So whatever the adventure is, little woman with a job interview, building something, or, you know, looking for something, whatever it is, I make it into or turn it into several little building blocks because I break it down as I'm doing it. I think about it. What's this going to do for me? I just think about shit. And what I'm doing when I do that is I'm building a foundation for my confidence to stand on. And the thing about confidence, you just can't have one block. You got to have a lot of blocks. So you build enough little blocks, and you're on your way. You're on your way to being happy, living a quality fucking life. With a solid foundation. Now, of course, oh, I'm sorry, 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? This is Cameo. How you doing?
Cameo, hold on. Go ahead, speak. Go ahead,
okay,
Cameo. Go ahead.
You had the what?
I had my system down. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. I want to know, what was your website again? Is it Ask Rosebud? Because I want to go on there and look through the apparel. I want to do something nice for myself.
Okay. My rosebudtheauthor.com. That's my doggone site. But I'm not sure I got pictures of my apparel. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I took a lot of shit down. I'm not sure I got apparel up there. But
okay.
Hit me, man, on the email, and I'll send you a list of what I got. I got some new shit.
Okay, well, I sent you an email. You can check your email after the show.
Okay, all right, cool.
All right.
All right, be cool, Cameo. 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Man, I got a question.
Come on.
Man, what if you're so confident that you're out of control?
Brother, that's not possible.
I'm out of control, bro.
It's not because you're confident, it's because you're arrogant and you don't give a fuck what you're doing.
You hit it right on the nail.
Come on, man. Am I right or wrong?
Man, you hit that right on the nail, bro.
Yeah, but that's
bad, though, man. It makes me look bad, bro.
I'm saying it is bad. That's bad. You don't want to be arrogant. Confidence, you don't get out of control. Confidence gives you control. It makes you control yourself. Yeah, I know I can say this. I know I can act like that, but I ain't. You know, you say to yourself, nah, a real motherfucker wouldn't do that shit like that. What? You know, that's confidence. When you say, man, this motherfucker, I'm finna do this, and you just do it, and you don't give a fuck, you know that ain't confidence. That's some arrogant, insecure bullshit.
Oh, you think it's insecure?
That's why you do it, because you can.
Damn.
Hey, a secure motherfucker don't do what he can, because he can. He do what needs to be done, or what should be done. And he does that because he thinks. Before he acts, you act and then you think. I could tell that by just the conversation we have.
It's possible. It's possible, but at the same time, I think. Okay. That's what happens. Okay, but at the same time, I'm thinking because I'm a thinker though. I'm constantly thinking. I think I might think too much.
Bro. I don't mean you don't think and have thoughts.
Right.
I'm saying you don't think when the time comes to think. When the time comes to think, it's an instant. And you got to be down right now. You're not thinking. Everybody's thinking all the time because they're doing whatever they're doing. But when I say the word think, I'm talking about in response to a situation.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is my opinion. But I'm trying to get yours, too. But at the same time, I'm passive-aggressive because I'm extremely nice. But when there's one inclination that there's a problem, I flip.
Yeah, but bro, you're using passive aggression. That's wrong. Not using it the way you're describing it is wrong.
Right.
Passive aggression is making sure you get what you want. But you sounding and acting as if they're giving it to you.
And that's passive aggressive?
Hell yeah, that's passive aggression. When you telling a motherfucker what to do, you making sure they do what you want them to do, but they think they're giving it to you. They think they're offering it to you. They think they're being nice or whatever.
Yeah, that takes some thinking.
Goddamn right.
Okay. Okay, hey, I appreciate your time, bro.
Hey,
I'm not going to hold you up.
Hey, bro, I appreciate you. And you know, that was some good shit you were saying, man.
Yeah, I want to listen.
Top of the morning to you, Rosebud. This is Luciano.
What's up, Luciano? What's happening?
I want to touch on what the 209 caller just talked about because that's what I was calling about. Recently, I've been having a lot of problems. I feel like life just slapped me in the face. So that's why I wanted to call in and ask for your advice. How do you deal
with just life and having confidence to continue moving forward, even though the blows are like severe and they're really trying to knock me down. How do you deal with that, OG?
Bro, just the way you see me, I'm not saying, you see me every day or nothing, but just the way you see me deal with you, just the way you see me deal with 209, that's the way I deal with life. I'm coming straight out. I ain't playing. I don't care. I do care, but I don't care if your feelings hurt. And I'm saying, just like I was telling him, if you going through that shit, that's because you an arrogant motherfucker too. You don't give a fuck what you're doing.
You're right, because I did listen to the course for a long time, and then I swayed away from the course, and then I kind of lost myself. So you're right, and that confidence did turn into arrogance. So I believe it's just a matter of, getting back on track. But it's just life's been slapping me in the face left and right. Like, I got
problems.
Hey,
wait. Do you think life ain't slapping them motherfuckers in Florida in the face right now?
I'm sure it is.
I'm talking about them motherfuckers in Cuba that, I'm talking about life slapping everybody, man, all the time. it's like a boxer when the motherfucker throw that left hook. If you know how to roll with it, he going to hit you, but it ain't going to hurt. You got to roll with it, man. You got to put a plan together that's going to make you stand all this goddamn shit. And you say you've been fucking with the course, but you didn't stay with it. Bring your ass to Sidewalk University, bro, so I can teach you the course for real, so you can see how much you missed. You missed a lot of shit. That's why you swayed away. Motherfuckers,
yeah,
listen,
I got
listen.
Everything.
Motherfuckers, let's say you don't know, zero. Let's say I am offering you something that's going to teach you 10 important things. And you say, okay, then you buy it. And then you learn three things. You learn three important things. Do you think your life would change?
Absolutely.
What would it
do?
What would it do if you learned all 10 things, if you think it will change with three? Because that's all you learned was one or two things that was in there. But there's like 50 things you haven't learned. And you're going to learn all of them at SWU.
This is exactly what you said in the course. And I understand that. And I called you about it a few months ago. And you granted me access to SWU. But at the time, I was going to school to become a surgical tech. And I had a lot of homework. I couldn't be out doing the assignments.
Man,
hit
me again, goddammit, and let me know, and tell me, did I tell you to come in there free? I don't think so, did I?
You did. Yeah, you did. Because I had your whole shit. I got the whole shit. I got the tools, the conversation, the mentality, the core.
All right, man. Hey. All right, you got all that. You make sure you show me that shit, and you can come in this on October 1st free.
Oh, shit, I'm going to hit you as soon as I get off the phone, bud.
That's what you do, bro. That's what you do. I ain't bullshit hitting me and you in.
All right, yes, sir. Love you, man. Have a good one.
You know what? 716, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I got two questions for you.
Paul.
You be using the word. Yeah, what's up with you?
Paul, hold on. Hit me after this. Because I want some of that goddamn shit you gave me as a gift, that shit you made with the cocoa butter and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know the name of it. That's why I ain't using the name.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, go ahead, then. All
right, so sometimes you be using the word chicken shit. What do you mean by that?
A lot of people ask me that, man. You don't know what chicken shit means?
I'm from New York.
Chicken shit is the way we say back in the day, chicken shit, that you fucked up. Not messed up, fucked up, but you a fucked up motherfucker, man. That's chicken shit, man. Ain't that a bitch?
Okay.
You know, you don't say chicken shit.
Sure, I got it.
you don't say chicken shit ever in a good way. As far as, man, you chicken shit, that's, no, you don't say that. Chicken shit is always something fucked up.
Got you. I got another question for you. So the confidence course and the assignments, do you believe that you could watch it too much or do the assignments too much? Like if I'm doing it every day, is that too much?
No, it's not too much. But if you're doing it every day and you're doing the same shit every day, you're just making the shit worthless to you. What I'm saying is, let's say you just going to say hello. That's all you're trying to do. See what kind of responses you get saying hello. Let's say you're doing that and you're getting different responses. But you ain't moving on them as far as when I get this kind of response, when I get that kind of response. You know, you're supposed to be doing shit. And it keeps it exciting because you keep expanding. If you say, okay, I got these five ways to say, you know, blah, 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 and that's all you're doing, you ain't expanding. Those five ways supposed to each give you five more ways. That's 25 ways. And those 25 ways, each supposed to give you five ways. Man, you working all the time. And you growing. But if you ain't growing, that's on you. And some of you motherfuckers get this course, and you get sharp, and you think because what you thinking is sharp, that you ain't got to think no more. Man, what you thinking is sharp, but since you thought it already, it already dull. You got to get sharper. That's what you ain't doing, Paul. You ain't getting sharper. You just staying Paul. Paul, you know, Paul at, let's say it's 10, that's the scale. You like Paul at 8. Since 8 is way better than 6. You know, you cool with 8 because there's hella motherfuckers that 7 and 6 and 5, you cool with that. Fuck a 10. I ain't like that. I want to be 10. Actually, I want to be 11.
Shit, 100. That's me. You're right.
That's me, man. I ain't going for the best. I'm going to do the best, but that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to set a precedence. And everything I do, man, that's just how I am. Paul, you know that, man. You fuck with me, man.
No, I know. You're right. You're right. I'm on my job, man. I ain't stopping. Ain't no stagnation. As soon as I stop, shit, I'm moving backwards because life keep going.
Hey, well, listen, man. You got to understand some shit, man. You asking, you when you call in, you bringing questions that you should already have answers to, and you should be bringing them, whatever you got to say, as a statement instead of a question. You know, when you bring it as a statement, that means you handled it and you checking how you did. But when you have a question, you don't know what the fuck to do. Fuck that, man. You way sharper than that. And you ain't trying to realize it. And if you was trying to realize it, you wouldn't need me to say this to you because you would know a real motherfucker ain't going to call or ask another motherfucker shit. A real motherfucker want to kick it with you. Otherwise, man, you know what? I had this bitch with me the other night, man, and I did this, that, and the other. You know, she acted like this, and, you know, I went on, and from that, I did this, you know. And then I'm going to say, man, you did everything, blue, blue, blue. We going to kick it. You know, you ain't asking me no
questions. Hey, man, you know you like talking about that bitch shit. Hey, this your show, so I'm calling in, you know.
I don't whatever, really want to Paul, talk to you, but whatever, slick-ass motherfucker. You know I know you, man. Fuck that. Hey, Paul, call me, man. Hey, 334, what's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on, man? You came through like a real one yesterday, man. I listened to the books you sent me, man. I got intrigued by the part where you and Shantae wanted to get the custom-made jewelry. I just had a quick question, man. Do you still have those pieces put up?
I have some pieces, but not the pieces me and Shantae got. No, I had a Lucien Picard, Pave. Hey, let me tell you something. You know how you guys see these watches with the big, thick gold nugget bracelet? You ain't gonna believe it, but I forget what year. John, you're saying, I even remember his name. He was the jeweler. He was Art Peanut hooked us up with him. He made me the first one. I had mine looking exactly like the ones you guys see is, but when you turn the ones you guys see, the shit is hollow. Mine was thick, gold all the way through. 8 ounces, the bracelet. That's what I'm saying, it was top aid. Now back then, you know, when we thought of this shit, we trying to flash, of course, but we're not thinking about doing it just for flash, you know, like people do today. They got this big old shit, the shit is hollow. If we had them big old goddamn chains on our neck, you better believe a full motherfucker would be solid. And see that? Everybody's faking. Everybody's faking now, man. We had everything was solid. That's why we didn't want no little old whole bunch of little diamonds. We paved our rings, man. We paved the watch. And we put a bezel around it because we ain't trying to flash. We trying to have some expensive jewelry, you know, for the mentality, not the flash. Hey, think about it. Yeah. Your watch look just like my watch. You cannot tell them apart. But yours cost $2,000 and mine cost $200,000. Who you think gonna flash?
Woo! Hey, man, the fake might flash.
Listen. You gonna flash because you want a motherfucker to see that goddamn shit you got. I ain't gonna flash because the only motherfucker gonna see what I got is the motherfucker that know what it is. Them is the kind of people I want to fuck with. I don't want to fuck with somebody that's just looking at some flash. Them motherfuckers are suckers. I want to fuck with the people that know. And that's where I be coming from, bro.
Man, hey, I was asking that. I'm into that. I'm into Vince's jury, man. I was sitting there, still had those pieces. man, that stuff is worth a lot of money nowadays. The price of gold was, you know.
Hell yeah, man. But like I say, man, it ain't really about that. It's about who you trying to be. You know, King Tut, he didn't give a fuck. Whatever he wanted it the best. Period, because that's him. He can have your gold. He can have my gold. He can have everybody's gold. It ain't about, you know, how much his gold is worth. It's about him and what he thinks. That's me. Hey, good shit, brother. Hey, private number. I hope you ain't no bullshit, but I'm going to check with you. Come on.
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Gas Can Lip, baby. Bay Area, near your stomping ground, Vallejo. I got two questions for you, then I'll hang up for the answers. One, who's your favorite boxer? Number two, if you were to see your ex, this is a question for me. If you were to see your ex and she was cool and you haven't seen her in 2 years, you cross paths with her at like fucking Costco near the grape aisle or something, what do you do? What's your body language like? Is it a nod? Is it like a, you know, I mean, she was cool, but, you know, how would Bud handle it? Just
listen,
a body
man,
language?
Man, will you just ask your question? I don't need no coaching for no answer. Your question is who's my favorite boxer? I have two.
Yeah.
Of course, Muhammad Ali is my favorite, but Archie Moore is the professional boxer that I had a personal relationship with, and he taught me a lot about being a man. Not that my dad did, but Archie Moore, his shit just was different then. He taught me a lot about playing pool. I think because of him, that's why I like pool. So Archie Moore and Muhammad Ali are equal on my list. But as far as the greatest fighter, I think that's Muhammad Ali. Now, when I see a bitch that I've had before, I'm happy as a lark, bitch, because you're going to see me looking fly like I was when I was with you. And I ain't getting a motherfucker that you ain't with me now. You see me?
Archie Moore, the old mongoose, a.k.a. the old mongoose. And I like Donald
Hey, wait, stop. Whoever you are, you got to hit my motherfucking email so I can give you my audio books free. Because Archie Moore.
I love it. Hey, well, how would you get
listen,
in?
Listen.
Are you a
Archie
double
Moore
are you a double jab
bro,
guy? Are you a double jab
can you
guy?
Fucking listen. Archie Moore is an old fighter, dead. but he wasn't the old Mongoose. He was the Mongoose. But you're going to get the books, but do you know why he was called a Mongoose?
Was it because, like, he had a peekaboo style?
No, because the motherfucker, I think it was Floyd Patterson, was named the Snake, and he beat the, you know, Mongoose, the only motherfucker that could beat the Snake.
Oh, he beat Floyd. I didn't know that. My favorite one was Donald Curry, the Cobra man from fucking Dallas. Hey, thanks,
I remember
bro.
Donald Curry.
Day.
Hey man, hey, you taking me somewhere else? Hey, you taking me somewhere else, dude? Hit my email.
I do want to say you and the Dean together were like two fucking samurais, man. You two, I fucking love you.
Bro,
I wish you guys would fucking work it out. I love you too.
Sometimes a motherfucker need to keep his mouth shut, because, man, you damn near made me want to take my shit back. I don't fuck with Dean. You know, fuck that. Motherfuckers don't respect what he's doing. You know, just doing it for money. Fuck that. I do it for money,
all
too.
Right.
But I ain't
well, I fucking love
money.
You two together, man. You two are fucking
killers.
Hey, man,
killers. We ain't going to never be together again, man. So fuck that.
All right. Well, fuck that. Well, hey, you know what, bud? Good, fine. Good boxing talk, man. That was cool. Are you a double jab guy, or what? How'd you get in?
Listen to me, man. Ask Rosebud with two D's at gmail.com. Hit me and make sure you got to let me remember something. Talk about whatever we talked about that's going to make me remember you. Then I give you them books. Hey, I got to get
no
the
talking
next
about, no talking about.
Let me get you, man. What's happening?
What's up, Rosebud? This is Luciano. The show's going crazy today. Y'all talking about jewelry, and then you talking about boxing. What did jewelry do for you at that time when you was all into it and stuff back in the day?
Bro, jewelry, clothes, Rolls Royces, is all that shit is the same thing. It's attention. You get the attention. None of that shit can talk. My rings couldn't talk. My jewelry couldn't talk. My Rolls Royce couldn't talk. Although they all spoke and people listened to what they were saying, but what they were saying, if I didn't sound like it or more, then I wasn't shit. My shit wasn't shit. Your jewelry gonna ain't shit. You could have all the jewelry in the world and say some stupid-ass shit. You gonna be a stupid-ass motherfucker with a whole bunch of jewelry. Who gonna respect that? You buy jewelry, you buy those clothes, you buy those cars to get attention. But that's only because you're confident that once you get their attention, you gonna catch them. The shit is not gonna catch them. None of it. Your house, your pool, none of that shit gonna catch the bitch. It's all about you. You bought the car. The car didn't buy you. You designed the jewelry. You had the jewelry made. The jewelry didn't jump out the goddamn window and jump on your wrist. You got to give yourself all the credit. Do you understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, I feel you completely. So this leads to my next question. So I've seen prior of your interviews where it's been you're like out of the game already. You're like suited and booted in like a suit and stuff, and you got this nice chain on. Why don't you wear jewelry anymore?
Well, I just don't, because I don't need that. Jewelry detracts from me. I am the gem. So I don't need no diamonds, and I don't have no watch. I mean, I got all that shit. But it's in my – I don't wear that shit no more. Every once in a while, I might wear my medallion. But I'm not finna wear no whole bunch of jewelry, no rings or none of that goddamn shit. And that's because I am a raw gem. A unsculpted 28 carat motherfucking diamond. So,
undesigned. That's what you
period.
Said in the interview. Undesigned.
Hey, so I don't need no jewelry, because I don't want no motherfucking, you know, taken from me. You know, so I'm just, see, I told you everything I think is because I'm conceited. I'm a conceited bastard. I know that. I'm selfish and I'm conceited, and I don't give a fuck. And you guys need it. Well, matter of fact, I gotta get going with the rest of the show, man, because that's what I'm talking about, being conceited. 916.
It's all good. I'll talk to you later, then, bud.
You know it. Okay, fellas, just keep listening. I'm talking about being a quality motherfucker. If you're not benefiting from what you do and what you think, you need a directive in your life. Now, a lot of people don't understand that. They just don't understand what having a directive will do for you. A directive is a quality related to making decisions and being honest with yourself. And you got to develop that because it's been stripped away from you because there's so much bullshit in the world. Everybody is everything. And we know that's a lie. So, what I'm saying is, if you motherfucking understand that you have a foundation and what you're saying is not bullshit because you actually believe what you're saying, and you believe it because you've been following your directive, then what I'm saying is you're making decisions and stuff is not coming together. That's because you need Sidewalk, I'm serious, you need Sidewalk University. Because you're going to learn about recognizing where you're going and how to get there. And we're going to be using what's called a directive as your guide. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to tell me what you want. And we're going to design a directive to guide you. Now, you're going to learn how to read a woman or any individual that you're conversing with. Then you're going to learn to use what you see to make conversation. Therefore, you're not going to ever be without anything to say. Because you use whatever you think you know, and you only know whatever. I don't. I know hell of shit, but I use my environment. Where I'm at. So this ability comes with you following your directive. Now, directive in this case is you honestly figuring out what the fuck you want and the best way to fucking get it. And do not think there's only one directive. There's many directives. There's one overriding directive, and the rest are semi-directives or whatever you want to call them. But you don't get stuck. Having a directive is one of those qualities that shouldn't be apparent to you only. You the only one know I have a directive. No. People that's around you. You got to learn how to show that quality. And the rest of your qualities, too, to who's ever in the fucking vicinity to witness it. You know, I had a young cat call me, and he said some shit about me, and I firmly denied it. Now, I honestly thought the motherfucker was lying. But a couple of callers that was on the show called in after, you know, while I'm talking and shit, and they verified that what the motherfucker said was true. But he was saying it wrong. So the thing was, he said that I was recorded saying some sucker shit. And I denied it. You know, man, you fool shit, you partner. Because, you know, people be calling in trying to fuck my show up or whatever. And I thought that's what he was doing, but he wasn't. He was being honest. He just was stating the shit wrong. Three different callers called in after him, and they verified that there was a video out or audio or some shit of me talking to a broad but it didn't have nothing to do with me, you know, doing some sucker shit. They all said I was telling the bitch the shit stood, you know, and I wanted to hit the pussy. Yeah, it's like this, and I still want to hit that goddamn pussy. So, now, from what the three dudes said, I figured the bitch said something about not having no money for a babysitter, which was all the $20. So evidently I agreed to pay for that. See, you can't look at what I do today without including I'm 70 years old. Now, what I'm getting up to, what I'm leading to, you know, is a 70-year-old motherfucker going to do what he want to do, fuck somebody else. So I'm saying, I realized once I actually put the shit together, what he was talking about, I realized that the shit was true. And I knew which bitch was even talking about because I was only fucking with one bitch and he was babysitting. What I'm saying is, you guys continue to underestimate the value of my course in Sidewalk University. This game that I spread makes you optimize your potential. But it does that by forcing you to dig inside yourself and pull out what's been restricted by all the rules and double standards of society. See, dudes have just grown to want to get along. People want me to do what they think I should do. Now, as far as offering, because, you know, the dude was saying I was being a trick. But I'm 70 years old. So I don't fucking want to go pick no goddamn bitch up. I don't give a fuck you give me some pussy. Nah, I still want some pussy. So I'm sending you a little bitch. Well, okay. Look, but you know, I got to goddamn have my daughter taken care of or whatever. Goddamn, I paid 20. How much is the babysitter, bitch? You say $50, partner. But it may take $20. So what I'm saying is, think about this. For me, is paying for a lift than her motherfucking babysitter working harder or smarter? I stand on what I say. Because when he said this, I was denying him having a recording of me begging some bitch for some pussy. Or, as he put it, being a trick. But to see, as I have stated in the past and will continue to believe, if you got a clean jacket, motherfuckers know it, then will stand up for your goddamn ass. Because them three brothers called in and definitely stood up. Now, I have listeners who believe in me. And if it wasn't for them brothers calling in, I would have been denying some shit that was actually, I guess, on the net, making me sound fake. Man, that caller said he had me on the recording agreeing to some trick shit, which I denied. So you guys up to date better realize, if you're a man, you're supposed to look out for any bitch you fucking. I don't need to be a damn fool for some pussy, as this sucker was saying. I mean, I'm sharp enough to work sharper, not hard. I mean, smarter, not harder. I don't want to go. I don't want to do. I don't want to be anywhere I don't want to be. If I don't want to go pick up a bitch, does that mean I don't want to fuck? I spend a lift or Uber to pick the bitch up. If the bitch can't come give me some pussy because of a babysitter, then she's talking about $20. I'm supposed to not want to fuck her because I want to pay $20 for her babysitter? God damn. I ain't paying that to the bitch. The bitch giving me the babysitter's cash app. I'm sending the two of this. And that's that. Now, if the bitch is lying to me about $20, whatever. But the kind of shit I'm talking is what makes a bitch come at your beck and call. What about if I call that bitch, hey, get over here, you know, I want to, them Muslim bitch come. Period. So, all I got is this good looking out of my motherfucking three niggas that called me in to verify that that shit was up. But they also verified that that nigga was really exaggerating this point. Now on to the next topic. Because we're talking about quality. This is the quality I have because I never waver from my directive. My directive is to bring the truth. I have to push aside anything that makes me want to change or deviate from the truth. So, the nigga I turned out started getting money. When he caught this broad, it was a thief, and he was creaming on my. You know, I checked him about creaming, and he said he had never had a thief. And this particular night, the bitch came in with more money than he had ever seen. Now, you telling me all this shit? Something, you know, little things are, look, baby, you telling the bitch this shit? No, I ain't telling the bitch this shit. You know, but I don't know what to tell her to do, you know. He said, nigga, she got 20 grand. I ain't never checked, you know, 20 grand at once. You see, this is the power you get when you get to fuck with a real OG. Oh, shit. When you get to fuck with a real OG. I've had that much and more faith in me at once. So, holy man, go to the mirror. Let me know when you fucking standing in front of the mirror. A couple of seconds went by, and he said he's in front of the mirror. And I told him, think of what you was doing before the bitch called your ass. And then, when you think of it, turn out the light. The nigga did, and I asked him, was it dark? He told me it was dark, and I told him, I turned the light back on. Then he said, what now? I told him, see, this game ain't for niggas who hope. Shit. It's the niggas who know shit. You're either pimping and you trust your pimping, which means the bitch is liable to get anything and bring it all to you, or you ain't pimping at all. Now, when it was dark, you couldn't see in that mirror. And in this life we live, this affidavit is your mirror. And it shows you who you are. Just as quick as that light came on is how quick your life can change with this fucking affidavit. And you're supposed to see that shit. You're supposed to see yourself in the change. And you're supposed to be ready to be down. You should have checked your goal, bro. You got to stop being scared of this goddamn game, man. Yeah. The only reason I fucks with this nigga is because he's serious and he's honest. Because you know what the fuck he said before he hung up? He said, I really appreciate you, man, because I don't know why, but I was scared. But I ain't now. And I said, that's because you Popeye and I'm spinning. And you've had your dose. Spinning is having to happen, nigga. You know, I have a lot of reasons to know and live my quality. A quality like that, jealousy don't live in the picture. Greed don't live in the picture. Because I could ask for some of that money. Especially since I know this nigga is getting laced by what I'm telling him. I got qualities that you don't notice because we don't mention them. I'm a giving motherfucker. And I give what I can the way I can. This is why I charge money to coach the young brother. If I get a young man who needs coaching, and my words will allow him to see how to do better at what he needs coaching on, for the rest of his life, he's going to get paid from the information that I'm giving him. Am I not supposed to benefit too in a small way. Man, I've been down with this game for a long time. That's why I charge a nigga who won't coach it for me. I know all of you are making the same mistake that that motherfucker or other motherfuckers are making, and that's not seeing the value in this app. I cannot tell you exactly what I told him after all he paid for it. But it had to do with investing in this game. Now, when a woman sees you really about this abadabra, all the way down to how you do little things for her, she's going to give you her all. Fellas, you're not a trick if you're using your money to make your life easier. You're not being a trick because you pay for a bitch's dinner or a night of dancing or whatever the fuck. What you're doing is exposing her to your quality of life, to the quality of life you used to or have become used to, and you expect her to keep up with it. You act as if she's never going to be required to do something for you. It better not be on no little scale. Man, I invest in me. Everything is about me. If you're my age and don't do the things I spoke about with women, shit, you'd end up fucking doing a lot of shit you don't want to do. And that ain't happening for me. So take it from me, fellas, if you continue to compare what you do with a woman with what tricks do, you ain't gonna never have a bitch. You run women away from your ass because of your greedy ass fucking ways trying not to be a trick. I sometimes remind myself, I'm only human. Now this morning, at the gas station, a woman I met started me to think, not about her fine ass, but about how much action I pass up every day. I mean, it's been said that when you grow older, you become much more attractive, and for me, I know that shit is true. So I went into the little store after, you know, getting the gas, and I was accosted by another woman. And she had a look of dismay. You know, she was, I guess, wondering which popcorn to get. Now, I'm don't know what I was getting in that woman there, but I had to say some sort of little quip, and as I thought about it, a lesson that I'll be teaching at Sidewalk University came to me on what's real and how can she tell. So I wanted to say something, and I knew I was married. But at times, I cannot help myself because as I thought, I repeated, I'm only human, I got to say something. So I stood off behind her, and then I cleared my throat so she could hear me and turn and see. Then I said, my wife usually gets the cheesy flavored popcorn, but I get the heavily buttered, plain kind because I take it home and mix honey roasted nuts and caramel, and then I have my own home-style Cracker Jacks. We talked a few more minutes, and you know me, I was at her very discreetly since I mentioned that caramel and sweetness. She looked at me and said, that popcorn does sound tasty. What other recipes do you have for me to try? She's giving me action when she asked that. Period. And I'm getting ready to respond when I noticed that she was kind of eyeing me. Up and down. And I said, ma'am, I'm a master chef and my specialties are of the erotic fair. Dare I say, if I give you one of my recipes, I'd have to call 911 because it'd probably take your breath away. She smiled and said, well, we couldn't have that, could we? I smiled back and I said, no, man, we sure couldn't have that. I wanted to match on the baby. It is shapely, salt and pepper hair, snow bunny, and she's laying to have me cap that ass, and I know it. I knew I was married, and I wasn't really looking for shit, so why does shit find me almost every time I go out? You know, we learn the sidewalk in university. The catch that will actually be something is the catch that you don't really try for. Having this understanding will make you delve into something you never thought was important. You will dig deeper into you having the understanding I'm talking about. You're the most important thing in the goddamn world, and the sooner you start to believe it, the sooner you'll begin to, you know, break those chains, those societal chains that got you not moving. I'm bringing in the conceited and selfish era of man. And I want to lead you into the realm of being so caught up in what you think and how you deal, you can't imagine any other way as possible. Selfish thinking is believing no other way other than yours is for you. Then conceited thinking is total belief in the way you rationalize things, because you've considered every other way that has to do with your life. And you're comfortable in thinking you're right. No matter what it is, you're right. No one protects your life better than you. No one includes everything in your life more than you. Now, the question becomes, can you be selfish and conceited and have a purpose? Simply being selfish and conceited is not what this is about. We don't want to be arrogant. You need to develop your consciousness to the point you speak to yourself regularly and correct any mistake you would have made before you even make it. To get to where you want to go, you got to pick the correct starting point, and the only way you're going to do that is to be serious about where you're trying to go. And when you're a confident motherfucker and you're out and about, you don't worry about looking for no action. You know women are watching every step you take because of your aura, along with the way you carry yourself, your fine-ass, alluring self. It's like hunting. And it's getting to where I can't even go out the motherfucking house unless I plan on staying in the park. I can't go to the store, can't go to the gas station, can't go to church, can't go to a funeral, can't go to a party, can't go to a club, can't go to a beach. Can't be at a stoplight, can't be on the freeway, shit. I can't motherfucking go nowhere. Women don't recognize my confidence. And once they do, they come in every full force with their sneaky goddamn ass. Fucking right. Man, oh shit. I don't know how I keep letting that shit go up. You motherfuckers ain't asking nothing nowhere. When you have something as valuable as confidence, your daily routines become anything but routine. Like I was saying, I'd be out, I was at the store getting some groceries, and the lady at the vegetable bin, she had her arms in a sling. And I noticed her, but I didn't say nothing to her. But when I got outside the store, I saw she was, she had several bags, and she was trying to put a bag in her trunk. And I told them there's an assignment where I tell my guys to be nice to someone. I just out of the blue, just be nice. And anyway, I did that. And she was trying to put a bag of potatoes and some other shit and drink her coffee at the same time. Now, I offered my assistant, walked over, and as I stood there, putting the shit in her car, she reached me a $10 bill in her car. I looked at her suspiciously and took the card out of her hand, leaving the pen, and then I told her this, I'm much too expensive to do things for tips, madam. You know, after explaining that, you know, she had an operation on her tendon and her wrist. You know, she appreciated that I was a gentleman and wanted to help her. I hope I didn't insult you. I don't see many gentlemen, especially this early in the morning. She said, "Well, that just means you need to get out more often, young lady. I can see you're busy. You might want to give yourself a little time out to smell the roses." I came in real quick. You know, I told you, you can't even need to think of what to say. As a matter of fact, I know a nice rose garden in Napa Valley you might enjoy. Man, I told that bitch that shit as I was looking at her business card for the first time. And her card read, "Danica the Dancer, parties and special events." I looked at her and the bitch winked, a seductive wink, and thanked me for my assistance. Now, the moral of the story, when you have a true taste of this confidence, you make your action. You make it by being forward. You don't want to be overly forward, just forward enough to intrigue that woman, and you'll find she will invite you in. Just as this woman did with me. I declined. Confidence isn't priceless. It has a fucking price. There is a cost. Most times, you miss a lot of pussy. I read with some dude got caught up in some kind of fucking problem involving minors. And there's photos and videos and all kind of incriminating shit on this motherfucker. And the person who made the post was wondering if he should have taken, if the guy that he was talking about should have taken the deal or not. Now, in my opinion, this is the kind of shit we don't need. There's no way a genuine motherfucker in this abadabble would give a damn what happened to fucking some fool who got who's involved with minors. He and all who are concerned with what happens to him or what gives his game a black eye. There is a such thing as getting caught across an honest mistake and you paying a huge price in this game. But unless that's the case, fuck a motherfucker. That's whatever happened to him, he deserved. Real motherfuckers do not do the shit he's accused of doing. Especially document them on videos and have pictures. He wanted what he's faced with. I'm just saying, you young motherfuckers today are tripping. You dudes need to understand. The law's been starting 2000. You know, the nigga got the bitch. You could get life if you was caught in the wrong state with more than one white bitch in your car. You could get life crossing the state lines with hoes in your car. More than one hoe testifying on your ass about a case. You can get 30 or 40 years, and we all can pass that bullshit. And this is exactly what I'm talking about when I say you guys think scary. Think of all that bullshit makes you not going to accept anything. You're going to accept money from a bitch you ain't never met, and she's going to wire it to you. You're going to get the money, then you're going to go pick her up. Go right to jail. This is exactly what you shouldn't be doing. Thinking that scary-ass bullshit. Stay away from this life if you can't stand it. Anything you do for fast money, you're taking a chance to go to jail. I was out there and didn't go, so you know it's impossible. I ain't the only nigga didn't go either. And since you motherfuckers like statistics, only 1% of niggas with this game go to the pen for this game. For this game-related shit. The rest go for bullshit that happens to the motherfuckers. It's mishandling. In the 70s and 80s, massage parlors was the shit. And in the 80s and 90s, the phone was the shit. I mean, you know, them hoes would ride by the foot soakers and brag about not having to be on the streets. Some of the street hoes started trying to escape the rigors of the streets with that shit. They had soft niggas who was, you know, tired of dealing with the popo, so they allowed the hoes to get lazy. The lazy hoes would ride by bragging about, you know, not being on the streets. And then some of the hoes bought that shit under their name. We pimp. we would not give a fuck about how you do something like that. Take your punk ass over there and get that with that nigga bitch, because I'm about this abba-dabba kid. That's how we have, that's how we all handle that shit. Alright. Ah. Oh shit, 332, I was about to cut out. What's happening with you, bro?
Yeah, what's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing was happening.
What you telling you, thank you. Telling you, thank you. I appreciate you, your time today and everything. So I just want to analyze something. Like, it's like you fishing, because you said you was at the store and you meet and you have certain situations everywhere you go. It's like you fishing and you throwing out that bait. And if you catch that fish, depending on what type of fish it is, if you like it or not, you could throw it back out there or keep it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, in a way, I can see what you're saying. But when you're fishing, you're trying to catch a fish. So if that's the case,
right.
If I was fishing, I would be trying to catch a fish. So I don't be fishing. I just be out.
Yeah.
I be ready to catch. I don't be fishing.
Right.
I just be ready to catch.
And then I also looked at it like, yo, you the honey to these bees. You know what I'm saying? The bitches is the bees. And they just keep coming to you because you the honey. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, man, correction. I'm not the honey. What they think when they doggone see and observe what I'm doing is the honey. Their imagination is the honey. Their imagination about what I'm doing or representing is what's sweet to them.
I like that.
Hey, what I'm saying to you, bro, is ain't nothing about no bitch to me. It's all about me.
Right.
Everything I think is
exactly
about me, and it fucking has to do with me becoming more me.
Right, how it's going to work out for you, how it's going to play out for you, how it's going to benefit you.
Right, I very seldom, don't get me wrong, I definitely think about the woman, but I very seldom include her in my initial observation as far as what I'm going to do.
All right. Yo, keep kicking that shit, man. That's love. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, man. And with that, you guys, I'm gone. This was actually some cool shit, which you guys have been giving me lately, always, and I got new lights. I got to give them one more to go over the top, but other than that, goddammit, we're going to be kicking this shit just the way we're doing. We're going to be kicking it forever until I'm gone. That's me. Believe that. I'm out.